Greek life is back at the University of Virginia after a discredited article in Rolling Stone magazine on campus rape shut down the social scene for weeks. But the university extracted a few concessions before allowing fraternities to strike up the party. Beers must be served in cans, and sober monitors must be designated to supervise parties. Fraternities bear the brunt of the regulations because for decades, sorority houses at UVA and across the country have prohibited alcohol. Now, with the national debate continuing over the dangers of alcohol and campus sexual assault, some women say campus life might be safer if women had more control and could serve alcohol in their own sorority houses. Here to talk more is Nicolette Gendron, a senior at UVA and member of the Kappa Alpha Theta sorority there. She joins us from UVA. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, Nicolette, you actually make this argument in the Seaville Weekly, which is a weekly newspaper nearby. This is off campus, about sororities being allowed to have their own alcohol at their own parties. And what are the reasons why you're arguing for this?
I found that that this argument became really important with everything that happened with Hannah Graham this past fall.
And this is a young woman who disappeared after being out at a party.
Yes, and talking with the editorial team at Seaville Weekly, we realized that a lot of the issues is that the anonymous nature of fraternity parties and how it was hard to track her trajectory that night. We then thought of what's the counter argument. What if sororities could have parties where they had their own alcohol and basically existed just as fraternity parties do? The conclusion we came to when I interviewed a bunch of sorority women and men was that it would be safer in the sense that women would have control over who's coming into their homes. They'd be more cognizant of, you know, who is coming through the door at all hours. Where at fraternity parties, there tends to be a bit of a lax attitude later in the night, and also a sense of control over how much alcohol is being served and if there needs to be no more serving of alcohol, and just in general being on their own turf instead of going to someone else's home all the time.
It sounds like you're saying that essentially you guys just want a little more control. I mean, does it feel like it's just totally in the hands of the young men?
I think so. And I think I'm not alone in this perspective, especially when I interviewed a bunch of like my fellow sorority women. It is male dominated. I mean, we're going to homes that are fraternity houses that are all men, that are lived in by all men. The parties that are run and put on and bartended and the doors are controlled by men. So it would just be nice to even the playing field and have, you know, it be a female dominated environment where men show up and have to follow our rules.
Here's the thing. There are a lot of parents listening who are saying the solution to the problem of binge drinking or concerns about campus assault aren't going to be fixed by having more alcohol, right, available at the drop of a hat. I mean, help us understand why that makes sense.
Well, in college in general and at a place like UVA, there's going to be drinking no matter what. There's going to be drinking in first-year dorms. There's going to be drinking at frat parties, at bars. I think that Greek life in general at UVA doesn't promote moderation in drinking, and it's kind of inevitable. It's always going to be a factor, but where the drinking is happening and making sure like the environment is safe, I think that's a completely different story.
Well, Nicolette Gendron, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nicolette Gendron, she's a senior at UVA and member of the Kappa Alpha Theta sorority.